From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has signed a bill to allow some mental health workers more access to medical records of people who have been civilly committed. The legislation that Nixon signed today makes more records available to community mental health liaisons. Those liaisons work with law enforcement and the courts to connect people with behavioral health problems to treatment. They'll have access to records kept at mental health programs, including medications and dosages. Nixon says the goal is to help liaisons provide resource and follow-up care to those who have been committed. Former Missouri House Speaker and U.S. Attorney Katherine Hanaway says she has about $1.5 million to spend on a campaign for governor. Today, she announced her campaign received about $360,000 in donations from 200 contributors during the past 3 months. She spent about $105,000. That brings her up to roughly $1.5 million when combined with previous donations. Hanaway was the only woman to have served as Missouri House Speaker. She faces a showdown with at least three other declared Republican candidates who also hope to be Missouri's next governor. Others are considering joining the race, and at least one other potential candidate has already started fundraising. Attorney General Chris Koster is the only Democrat in the race, and Democratic Governor Jay Nixon cannot seek re-election because of term limits. A lawsuit against Missouri over lethal injection policies for execution has been dismissed. Cole County Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce dismissed the case today. A group of Missouri taxpayers and former lawmakers had claimed the state illegally obtained the drug pentobarbital, which is used to put inmates to death. They also said the state received the drug through an illegal prescription. Lawyers for the Missouri Attorney General's office had asked the judge to dismiss the case because it wrongly sought to privately enforce federal food and drug laws. The state also argued the lawsuit was an attempt to block the execution of David Zink, as he's set to be put to death tomorrow. Attorney Justin Gelfand, an attorney for the taxpayers, says they are considering appealing Joyce's ruling. The Missouri Supreme Court has denied an appeal by a prison inmate scheduled to be executed tomorrow in the 2001 Western Missouri slaying of a 19-year-old woman he abducted. The state's high court rejected without comment a request to intervene on behalf of 55-year-old David Zink. Zink still has appeals yet to be decided by the St. Louis-based 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and the U.S. Supreme Court. A clemency request also is with Governor Jay Nixon. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has signed a measure that could allow those convicted of driving while intoxicated to get back on the road sooner. Those convicted of offenses related to drunken driving can regain their licenses, but must use an ignition interlock device on their car for at least 6 months. Currently, anyone who tests above a 0.08 blood alcohol content or tampers with the device during the 6-month period must keep the devices on their car for another 6 months. The measure signed today by Nixon changes that to require another 3 months of restricted driving if someone tests above the limit in the last 3 months of their probation. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.